Okay, so end of the Shem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masech Sarachin, and we are up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Hey. So it says the Mishnah, Impach Mishisha Tlamim V'Karim B'lishchas HaTlaim. In the special room where they would keep the sheep to bring for the Karim Tlamim, they never had less than six ready to go. Kedei L'Shabbos L'Shnei Yom Tov M'Shor Shana. Just in case they had a 3-day Yontif, they had six animals ready to go for the two Tamidin each day of Yontif. How could you have a 3-day Yontif in Israel when it's 2 days of Rosh Shana? Umosifin Ad the olam, but you could add as many sheep as you want that have been examined for mumin and that are ready to go. You never have less than two trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash, but you could have as many as you want. If that's what sounds good. Ein polsin mitisha kinaros. You never have less than 9 harps. And we'll see if you're not the olam, but you can have as many as you want. But saltzal avad, but a cymbal, which makes that loud banging noise, you only have one. You don't have more than one symbol at a time. Mishnah Vav. Ein pachsa mishnemas olivim omdim al duchan. You always have a minimum of 12 levim that are standing on the duchan in the azar of the Beis HaMikdash doing the shira. Almost even al the olam, but you could have many more than 12. Ein katan nichnas azar lavoda. A levi who's a katan, is not allowed to go into the azara to do any of the things that a levi would normally do in the azara. El b'shash levim omdim shir, unless levim are doing their shir at that time. And the Levim who are Katanim wouldn't play a nevel or a chinar, different types of instruments, a harp or something else. El bapeh, they would only sing. Tevel bani ima, because kids sometimes have beautiful voices, like those Hasidish children that come with their fathers sometimes to sing. It sounds beautiful, so they're allowed to do that. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, ein olam l'minyan. Even though we do allow children of Levim to sing, but they don't count as the minimum of 12. Ve'inom dem al duchan, and they don't stand on the duchan when they're singing. And they would stand on the ground as opposed to on the stage. For Ashehan Mibain Ragle Halavim, their heads, you could see their heads between the legs of the Levim, because the Levim were on an elevated platform. Vitzore Halavim Hayunakrain, and people would call them the Tzore Halavim, because they were so good at singing that the other Levim felt badly about their inferior talents in comparison to these children. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Hey, we said they always had a minimum of 6 sheep that were examined for mumin that were ready to go in the Lishchas HaTlaim, just in case you had a 3-day yantif, and you could have as many as you want, but never less than 6. You never have less than 2 chatzosros, but you could have as many as you want. You never have less than 9 kinoros, but you could have as many as you want, but only one symbol. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said, you never have less than 12 levim standing on the duchan, but you could have many more. A katan levi is not allowed to go do the things levim do unless the levim are singing in the at that time. And the Ketanim wouldn't play instruments, but they would sing because they could add a certain pitch that adults cannot add. But the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the Ketanim don't count toward the minimum number of 12 levim that you need singing, nor do they stand on the duchan. They would stand on the ground instead, and you could see their heads in between the legs of the levim, and they were called the people who caused pain to the levim, because it was frustrating for the levim that these Ketanim were much better singers than they were. But next time we'll pick up the Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph.